Hello, welcome to another podcast episode of Healing with Hope, Faith and Love, Healing from Domestic Violence. And today I'm going to talk to you about releasing the memories and attachments and releasing being able to forgive the person that has abused you or just the trauma that you felt. And a lot of the things that you can do can be meditation, guided meditation. Another thing could be just try not to actually think about the past and say things that like, that's the past, it's time to move on. You can also write a journal and write the things that you like to, you know, what you're thinking, all the things, the resentments, the anger, the things that you can't forgive in that journal. And then put a very faint grey lead line or pencil line, a very faint one, so that if you need to read it to your counsellor, you can still read it. And say to yourself, I release you no more. And that not only will that actually help you release it mentally, but physically it'll feel like as if you've released it. Like it's been this thing that you can just lift off your shoulders and it can just be like a breath. Like when you're breathing meditation in and out. And then and you can do that, and that can just that in itself can be so releasing. And if you do that on a regular basis, it can actually really help releasing a lot of the memories and attachments that you have and a lot of the resentments and anger that you may have still, and you find it very difficult to move on from. Also, you could also try to attend a Reiki practitioner or a counselor. You could read a self-help book. You could listen to podcasts. Also, you could have affirmations. There's also there's an affirmation here that I found while doing my research, and it's Buddha Groove, and it's release the petals of your past and bloom. Now, it's actually the breath there is just also just taking in release. So it's actually, excuse me, it's actually breathing in, recognizing those memories, the things that you're attached to, the forgiveness that you need to, all those things that you hold on to that you need to forgive, and then just release. So that quote, when Buddha has said, release the petals of your past and bloom. Imagine everything being a flower, and that flower that you have, or that was your life, that's your past. Each petal is a part of your past. So I'll say it again. That flower that you actually is your life, is actually your life, your past life. And each petal that's fallen off that flower is actually your past. And now you're free to bloom. And I think it's such a beautiful, beautiful affirmation quote. And I think it's something that maybe I would help you with some of the forgiveness, because there's a lot of lovely quotes and affirmations out there that you can use. But also the piece is the result of retaining your mind process, life as it is, rather than how you think it should be, is what Wayne Dyer has actually said. In order to free, we must learn to let go and release the pain, release the fear, refuse to entertain the old pain, said Mary Manon Morrissey. And these particular quotes from Wayne Dyer and Mary really did struck something as I identified with, because they're so true. If you entertain it, you are unable to move on, because you're constantly entertaining that pain, the resentment, all that stuff that they've done, or with that trauma, you're entertaining it. So the worst thing you could possibly do is that. So basically what, it's just let it go. It really is, it's just let it go. And your peace is more important than driving yourself crazy, trying to understand what happened and the way it did happen. Let it go. And it's easy to say, let it go. I've been there. I've done that. I know what I'm talking about. I've done these things. I've actually had to take that journey of trying to forgive. And I'm still in the middle of trying to forgive, because there are a lot of things I still can't forgive. And I struggle to forgive. So I throw it up to the universe and I say, well, I'll let the universe help me forgive whatever I'd find it difficult to forgive. And these quotes, you could say I stumbled across them and it gave me that aha moment. And it's so true. If you're finding it difficult to forgive, then try them as much as you possibly can to practice the forgiveness and move on, because you're only wasting a lot of energy, negative energy, on something that's not worth spending time on. And the resentments will only hold you back from living your life, and it will affect your health, your mental health. It will hold you back from healing. Just breathe and relax. I'm so passionate about this. This is the second time I've recorded this because I'm so passionate about it. I'm speaking so fast that I can't actually catch my breath. So if you're listening to me going right throughout this, I do apologize. I'm not going to do it again because I really don't want to record this again. I love this topic so much, but I just think that trying to strive for perfection is just going to drive me crazy, and that's something I'm not going to entertain either. So so I apologize to those people who are listening to this going, as they might be listening to it on the train, I'm sorry. So an affirmation I found from Womanji, a woman's worth chakra affirmation, and I love this one. It's, life loves me. I am lovable. I receive love every minute of my life. Where is love? There is love. And it is safe to take care of myself. And the more I can give to others, I let go of the belief that someone else can give me the love I need. I am the source of love. I love and appreciate myself. I deserve love. I'll just breathe out. I deserve love. I love and approve of myself. They are the most crucial words I found when I was in counseling. I love and approve of myself. And I looked at those and I thought, yep. But now I can stick them up on a wall and think, you know what? It's okay for me to love myself and approve of myself. Because you know why? Because I can be okay with taking care of myself. I can feel it. I know it's safe to take care of myself. You know why? Because I'm not going to be judged for taking care of me. Because if I take care of me, I can take care of my son. I can take care of my life. And I can live a more happy and successful life. And you know what? It's true, because it's worked. And it's the things like, I let go of the battles and I let go of the beliefs that I am not good enough. I let go of the pain and the physical pain and the mental and emotional and sexual pain that I have felt. I let go of the control he has over me, or she has over me. The belief I had a relationship with a narcissistic abuser. If I don't let go, I can't move on. He has no control over me. I let go. Now I want you to breathe in and out. And again. Let go. It's so important to let go. And if you don't forgive, it's a spiritual healing. Forgiveness is a spiritual healing. And if you don't forgive, you can't continue to spiritually heal and release the resentment, the pain, the anger that you might have towards your abuser or that trauma. You must forgive for your own spiritual growth and to continue to your healing process. It's not for him or for her or for that trauma. It's for you. Now, you could, like I said, do the meditation. You could write a journal about it. And then each page you say, I release, or you put a line through it and say, I release you, no more. You can actually attend a Reiki practitioner or a counselor. You can have even buy a self-help book. Louise L. Hay has a book that you might be interested in. It's in a previous podcast. Also, there's another podcast I have of recommending books for self-help books. There's also Pinterest, so you can also go onto Pinterest and actually see what you may like to read. You could listen to a podcast There's affirmations like the ones that I've just read to you. There's some beautiful ones. The ones I've written down, I really do like. You can find something, and you will find something, I'm sure, to help you release the memories and attachments, and being able to assist you with being able to forgive. Because it's so important to do this on your healing journey, and I really do hope that you consider the options here. If you find that there's something else that you can do, please do that. But do something that's going to help you with your healing journey, because it is so important. And I promise you, when you come out the end of that healing journey, or when you get to the point where you can actually see that things are, you're feeling better, you're doing better, you feel that maybe your life's doing better. And it doesn't mean that life's the biggest house in the street, the best car in the street. It's feeling better about yourself, and it's feeling good about life and being happy about life and going out and doing things with your life that you feel so happy about doing, because you're able to see the fact that you are worth taking care of yourself. And to take care of yourself means releasing a lot of these memories and the forgiveness, and you can feel that at the end of this journey. I know what I'm talking about, because I felt it and I've done it. So until next time, I will see you in the next podcast. Have a good day, have a good night, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.